Welcome to the first podcast of Rough Drafts. My name is Debbie DeLouise. I'm an author and librarian. I am planning to feature fellow authors on future segments of Rough Drafts who will be talking about their writing, offer advice on those seeking publication, and read excerpts from their books and other writings. The podcasts will be featured monthly on my blog at debbiedelouise.wordpress.com. I would like to share a little about myself and my writing background. I live on Long Island with my husband, daughter, and two cats. Since childhood, I've enjoyed writing and been told I have talent in that area. But like many people, I never considered publishing my work until I'd been writing for some time. In college, I volunteered as features editor on the school newspaper, the CW Post Pioneer. I have fond memories of rushing to meet deadlines, interviewing students and faculty, and sharing some fun times with the other editors. When I decided to study librarianship, I continued writing voluntarily for Annotations, the library school's graduate newsletter. After graduating, I began working in a public library. I also met and married my husband. Shortly after we returned from our honeymoon, we got a cat. I'd always had pets as a child and was particularly fond of cats. My first cat in my own home was Floppy, a gray-haired male short hair with white boots and chest. A few years later, Holly, a pretty red tabby, joined him. Floppy became diabetic when he was 7, and I had to learn how to administer insulin shots. I was still writing as a hobby and had even written a book featuring Floppy and Holly as cat characters. I had heard of the Cat Writers Association and was eager to become a member, but I had to have 2 published articles to be accepted. I thought that writing about my experience with Floppy and his diabetes might make an interesting article that would also be helpful to other cat owners in a similar situation. I submitted that article and several that followed on various cat topics to cat-related magazines and veterinary journals. Within a short time, I was a published author and even received payment for my writing. I now had the credentials to become a professional member of the Cat Writers Association. I tried to sell my first novel, but I wasn't successful and gave up too easily. Then I had my daughter and was too busy to write for several years. When Floppy passed away at 15, I was inspired to write again. I needed to do something to overcome my grief. I wrote a romantic suspense novel with a cat character named Floppy. I really wanted it published, if just for myself, so I investigated self-publishing options. I sent Cloudy Rainbow to booklocker.com, and they accepted it. I was told they don't accept every manuscript they receive. In 2008, Cloudy Rainbow was published. I gave copies to friends and relatives, and the library bought one. Our veterinarian placed a copy in his waiting room. I didn't promote it much, so I did not even break even with sales, but it was exciting to see my name on a published book and know that I had done something to preserve Floppy's memory. I stopped writing again and thought I would never go back, but a patron at my library kept asking if I was working on another novel. I knew the patron meant well, but I just didn't have the desire or time to write. At least, that's what I thought. But the patron insisted with gentle nudging, and I finally considered giving writing another try. I had an idea for a book, different from my first, one that featured a librarian and a newspaper editor, both positions with which I was familiar. Of course, I would include a cat, Sneaky, based on the Siamese I adopted from my mother after we had to move her into a nursing home. I ended up adding a dog character as well, Fido, an old golden retriever. I wrote a little each night after work, and somehow it turned into 85,000 words, large enough for an average-sized novel. I also began writing short stories and submitted them to contests in both print and online magazines. I was not deterred by rejections because I was really enjoying the experience of writing again. I could not imagine how I'd ever been able to stop. The editor of my local paper published some articles I wrote about my town. I wasn't paid for these, but patrons at the library noticed them and complimented me on my work. I even made a short sum for an article on adopting a senior cat that appeared recently in Catster Online. It was based on my experience with my Siamese Oliver. The editor also accepted a query for a future article that I am currently writing. While trying to keep up with my short stories and articles, I edited A Stone's Throw and sent the manuscript to a few publishers. The novel wasn't accepted immediately, but I didn't give up this time. I knew that it was important for authors today to take advantage of social media. I had been a member of Facebook and Twitter for several years, but I didn't realize that Twitter offered so many opportunities for writers. I learned about their pitching events in which agents and publishers participated, and authors could tweet one-line pitches of their books for consideration. I took a chance and entered one. My tweet was favored by several publishers who each requested a synopsis and 1 to 4 chapters of my book. After reviewing what I sent, 3 publishers requested the full manuscript. Limitless Publishing offered me a contract. Although they were a small publisher, I thought it would be a good way to get my first traditionally published novel out there. I knew that I would be responsible for much of the marketing and promotion, so I took some steps that I thought would help. I enrolled in several online writing and publishing courses through my library's new Gale Courses database. After learning how to create a WordPress author's blog, I took a podcasting course and decided to add podcasts to my blog to update followers about my upcoming book and future writings. I also thought it would be interesting to feature other authors, including those from Limitless Publishing and the Cat Writers Association. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you for listening.